Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where you're going to hear things you never, ever thought happened in real estate. And if you're a realtor, these are the things you never heard about in pre-licensing class. And if you're a consumer, it's things you didn't know because you thought we'd just dress up and drive around. So today, I'm bringing y'all a different kind of guest. I've got a mother-daughter duo from Western Michigan. Say hello to Michelle and Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. I am Michelle Gordon with the Gordon Group in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I'm Amanda Gordon with the Gordon Group. I am Lead Listing Specialist and Director of ISAs.
And if you are a consumer, ISA means an inside sales agent, which means Amanda is bossing around minions to make sure that you get a quick phone call back, because all realtors don't respond as quickly as we'd like, so we supplement our teams to make your life better. So with that being said, ladies, I'd love for y'all to talk a little bit about, you know, if you've got a crazy story, I want you to tell that too, but I'm very fascinated by the family dynamics in real estate because, as you know, I am also the child of a realtor, but I have managed to get my dad mostly retired out, and Michelle, frankly, you are way too young to retire, so Amanda's got you for a long time. So
yes,
tell us how that dynamic's been.
Well, Amanda has been with me in some aspects since the age of 13. And she would address postcards. She would
put up signs.
Now, hang on, Michelle. You're not telling the full story. I want you to tell them why Amanda was addressing postcards and putting up signs, because I'm loving this. And if my daughter is listening, perk up, girl. Perk up. Listen. Okay.
So I was kind of a crazy teenager, and I would get grounded a lot.
She tells me she was a normal teenager, which is probably right, but a normal teenager, I have to be a normal mother, and there has to be consequences for those, right?
Good job, Mom.
So instead of, like, punishing her to her room, she would help me do things. So one time, I believe in hand-addressing envelopes. I don't like to have the sticker on there. So how many envelopes did you have to...
About 3,000 hand-addressed envelopes.
That was one, what we call groundation.
So, I love that. You created a nice word.
Yeah, so it's a groundation. So she would go with me on listings because my husband traveled a lot. No one was ever home. And if I grounded her to the house and I left, I don't really think that's a good groundation. You can pretty much do whatever you want to do.
Especially when she's wild.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, there's nothing she could have done that I hadn't done myself. So that's okay. But
now that she's an adult, you can tell her
I could tell her that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's correct. My husband and I always say, you know, they we're not surprised you do what you do, but don't be surprised when we ground you for it either.
Ooh, I like
so,
that.
So, you know, it's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so she would have to go on showings with me because I did, and she would have to bring a book, or she would have to read, or she would, if she didn't have any homework, then she would have to walk through the houses with me. My clients actually understood why, and they were cool with it. And it just became part of her blood.
Yeah.
I mean, how many 16-year-olds do you know that drive by a house and go, oh, Mom, there's six garages on that house?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, yeah. 16 years old. They don't usually
Or that
care.
Roof is probably has a 10-year lifespan left.
This is like mentoring at its finest.
It is.
Great.
It is. And then she tried to go to college. You know,
Well, I didn't want to go to college, but my parents were like, 1 year, just do it 1 year just to see. And I knew I didn't like it. I've always had a passion for real estate, and I really wanted to get into it. But they're like, 1 year of business school, just 1 year. After the year, I said, nope, it's not for me. I want to get into real estate.
But you gave it a fair shake.
I did, because, I mean, I'm grateful that they did push me to do it, and I did go through it, but...
Yeah, this was always meant to be, but it wasn't easy. People look at us and they think we have a really great relationship, which we do now.
We do. We're best friends now.
We're best friends and we're business partners. We've learned to separate. When we're working.
Well, during the working day, I call her by her first name, Michelle. So
okay, that's weird, but you know, I'm Southern, I do that.
But it puts you in the mindset that it's business.
Exactly.
You know, so when she goes, Michelle, I need to do this, or when she talks to realtors, it gives... When she or she talks to, like, our clients, and it sounds better when she goes, I'm going to talk to Michelle about this, and then I'm going to go talk to my mom. Because
exactly. That's true. So maybe, you know, I had more respect sooner if I hadn't said, hey, I got to talk to Daddy about this.
That's right.
Why do you still call my dad Daddy? No, you can't get out of that. I'm a daddy's girl.
Maybe it's the mom versus dad.
So it just sounds better. They all know that we're related because you can't see us, but just to look at us, you know that we're related. That's, you know,
it's pretty obvious, those of y'all that can't see through your radio, but you probably shouldn't be listening through or looking at your phones right now because you're driving. But anyway, how did you get started? So you tried college and
said,
Mom, check that off the box. Not for me.
Exactly.
So I'm going to follow my entrepreneurial self.
Exactly. I didn't want to get licensed right away because I still wanted to be a teenager, I guess. So we came to terms where I would become her admin. So I did all of her administration work, you know, and I entered her leads into our CRM, our contact manager, everything like that. So that really taught me how to do the back end of everything. And then once I wanted to grow, I started as her marketing and stuff like that with social media. But actually, she's very advanced, and she would teach me about social media.
Yeah, so, we have a role reversal here. I'm the techie one of the group. So.
I'm more old school than she is.
This would definitely be that note of age is not the determining factor in how adept you are at technological things.
Correct.
That is correct. But it wasn't that easy. I would say that it was like going through the honeymoon stage. We started and we loved each other and this was great. And then after the novelty wore off, we argued just like second year married couples.
Well, we have the same personality. So we kind of, at the beginning, we butt heads because she would have a way she wanted to do it. But I said, no, this way's better. I know better. So
anybody that knows the DISC, you know the DISC profile?
Absolutely.
All right. Amanda and I both have almost exactly the same DISC and we're both very, very high D's and I's.
So if you are a consumer listening to this or a realtor who's not familiar with DISC, here's your very quick explainer of it. D personalities are bottom line driven, make a decision, move on with life, CEO style. I's love to network. We love cocktail parties. We love people. We like to hang out and woo and hug people. And we don't really care about details because we just want to hang out and be friends with everybody. And then S's will nurture you and love you. And getting them to make a decision is like nailing Jell-O to a tree because they really want you to decide for them. And when you want to go out to eat, they'll eat wherever you think is best. And then your C's are your engineers and accountants, detail-oriented, need a spreadsheet, need it filled out right now. And we need to know the R value on this house, and we cannot make a decision until all the blanks are filled in. So knowing all of that, most realtors do tend to fall into the D and I category in some fashion. But putting two D's together is tricky because that means both of them want to be in charge all the time.
Absolutely. And that's what happened because as it started to sink in with her what to do and how to do it, and I'm a control freak, and trying to pass off the control to my daughter, my baby girl, I had to get that out of my head. I had to get that out of my head. This is my business partner, and I've given her jobs because I trust her, and I had
to
learn.
She's a grown-up. What?
Yes. It was hard. It was very hard. And we cried, and she'd quit, and then she'd come back, and then I'd fire her, and then I'd come back and apologize, and we'd cry again.
Yeah.
We had about 2 years of that.
Yeah. So after the 2 years, we're like, look, we really want to work together. We love working together. We want to make this business work. We love the industry. We're not going to do firing or quitting anymore.
So how many times was the firing and the quitting going on?
So I probably quit about 6 times. You probably fired me about 7 or 8.
Yeah. Because we get mad. And then we had to set boundaries and guidelines.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you get a business partner, you're supposed to hire someone that does things that you don't do well at, right? Well, that's not the case here.
Yeah.
So we had to really figure out the dividing line, what she's going to do, what I'm going to do. We actually did get a real estate business coach to help us. So
probably a very, very smart move.
Yeah. So he helped us to find things. That's why she's in charge of certain entities of the business. I'm in charge of certain entities of the business. She still has to slap me down every once in a while to say, nope, that's my decision, Mom.
Yep.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, but we both have a passion. We both care.
Yeah.
We both love it. We both want to be there.
Yeah.
But we're getting really good at passing off to what we know is for each other. And part of this is for me to be able to grow old and move out of the business and not lose my business. I mean, face it, I just heard the stats today. Every consumer knows 8 to 9 agents. So if I would get out of the business, 9 other agents looking to get on my business, right?
They'll swarm right in.
They'll swarm right in there. So I have to make this a true smooth transition.
But it was smart of her to take me when we were younger because most agents have their children in the background and don't tell their clients at the time that this is my daughter, she's in the business. They never meet the child. But I've known all of our clients.
So when my clients call for the fourth time and they're ready to do another deal with us, you know, and I'll say, okay, well, Amanda's going to go out and do that. And they'll go, oh, okay, I know Amanda. Yep. Like, there's no...
So you're interchangeable in the mind of your clients. So they really do get two for the price of one.
Correct.
That's right. Correct.
So bringing her up into the business right away was really smart. I don't know that I knew why I was doing it at the time, but it became very, very smart. Mm-hmm. All of our pictures that we do, she's a little bit more forward than I am. Our branding, it's all done with a purpose.
Do you believe this is one of your advantages in your marketplace, that your clients are not just getting the one realtor trying to handle everything by themselves all the time?
That's correct. Very true. Very and true. We do a lot of luxury listings. Mm-hmm. So, you know the luxury client.
Well, but what's the luxury price range in Western Michigan near Grand Rapids? Because it may be different than that somebody in California or Manhattan.
Well, that's true. So if you do the math they give you to tell you what a luxury listing is, then that's only about $350,000 to $400,000, but I don't agree with that. I would say our luxury listings are $500,000 and more.
So right? what Michelle's talking about there to the rest of the world is that in the luxury definition world, that's the top 10% of your market is where that band starts. So if the top 10% starts at $350,000 in Grand Rapids, that is going to be a fine house in Grand Rapids, and we are definitely not saying anything negative about the 350 house. However, luxury in most people's minds indicates a different level of fit and finish, a different price point, and so for most consumers, they're thinking it's a million, but lucky for y'all in Grand Rapids, for $500,000, you get the house that would cost $1 million somewhere else. So go Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Well, we get people that relocate from Chicago or California or from New York, and they're first-time home buyers at the age of 40. And because they lived in these big metros and they could not afford a house, and they come over and they buy $1 million home with us, and they think they've died and gone to heaven.
And they can probably buy a lake house on Lake Michigan to go with it.
That's true. Correct. Yeah, so it's really fun to help those people because they're living a life that they never thought they could. Yeah. You know, they thought they'd always be in this 700 square foot condo. Mm-hmm. And now they're buying an 8,000, 10,000 square foot home for the same price. So isn't that just amazing how that is?
It is fascinating. Yeah. But it's also why you can't rely on any of the national news media talking about real estate, because it is not a national real estate market. And that's the perfect example right there of why you need the local professional, and why if you are the local professional, you got to tell the consumer why they need a local professional.
That is very true. That is very true. In our area in Grand Rapids, it's very focused on local businesses, local first. We pretty much have pushed out most of the chain restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's very...
Oh, yay.
Yeah, so it's very local. So back to luxury clients, they have a different need. They have a different want. They want us to have a concierge service to them and to be a concierge service provider, and with a number of an amount of listings we have, one person can't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we come in with a team, and Amanda and I are interchangeable. Yeah. So if they're texting us, they're texting Amanda and I together. If they're emailing us, they're emailing Amanda and I together. And I will tell you, I'll go, Amanda, you got this part? Yep. And she'll go, ma'am, you got this part? Yeah. And so our clients never wait to get a communication because
it's great.
Yeah. And that's exactly what consumers want today, is instantaneous response and immaculate customer care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've really developed that well, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm.
But then talking about what consumers want, y'all said something about a python. What happened with the python in your area?
This was a while ago. This is when, I think it was like 2008, 2009, we were going on a showing together, and we walk into this home and we're looking around and we see this big box with like, there's a sheet like half covering it. And I look down, there is no joke, literally a 15-foot python.
In the box?
In the box. I'm not kidding. It was huge. And I freaked out, ran out of the room. My mom's like, what? What's going on? She freaked out. So we're like, okay, we're going to calm down. So we go upstairs. And then upstairs in this room, there's 5 bird cages with birds everywhere. It was the most insane.
Well, why did we go? Oh, she missed why we went upstairs. Because the parrots were making noises. And obviously, the owners must have had sex up there around the birds because the noise that they were saying was like people were having sex upstairs.
Yes.
No. So we're like, oh my God, is someone here? And then we have...
Okay, so what were the birds saying?
It was moaning.
It was moaning. It was moaning. It was like, and we're like, oh my God, oh my God. And the house was vacant, and so we didn't know.
Wait a minute. We got a vacant house with a room full of birds and a box of snakes.
Yes, this is bank owned time. This is Rio time where people
left
behind.
There's no furniture left in the house.
No.
Except the bird cage and the snake cage.
Yes.
And the birds with the sex noises.
Yes.
That's creepy.
Oh, oh my God. But, you know, but we went upstairs. I think about it now, and I'm like, were you hearing these noises? Why did we even go
Why up? Would we go up there?
But we did. We did. Because, you know.
Because you were there in the house, and hey,
might
why
as well
not?
I know. Yeah. We had to, you know.
So this python was not in a cage. He was in a box.
It was like right. a box secured. With glass and, like, holes so it could breathe, obviously. But it was, like, the weird. I've never seen anything like it.
It scared us to death.
Scared us,
So
yeah.
did your clients buy the house?
No.
No.
They were freaked out, too. They wanted to leave after the python, but...
Did y'all call the listing agent and say, hey, dude, did you know you got birds and a snake up in here?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was I want to say Rio. Sorry. It was a bank-owned agent, and then they would send in a maintenance company every once in a while, so I think they hadn't been in.
So it was one of those major bulk houses that wasn't really paying attention to the properties they were managing?
Yes. Right.
And that happened a lot during the dark years.
It did, yeah.
It did. It happened a lot. We rescued animals. We've taken them to the pound.
But you rescue the bird making sex sounds?
No.
No, I'm terrified of birds, so I ran out of that room real quick.
Is this when you stop being the wild child?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything bad.
It's funny. Yeah, we, in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, they thought that we would just now be coming out of our down market, and we have made such a comeback. Grand Rapids, West Michigan, we are not Detroit. So I just want to say that.
We're on the other side of the state.
Yeah, we're not them. Nothing like them. So when you hear Michigan news and then they like give you numbers from Detroit, that's not us.
Our association just came out. Actually, our prices are back and higher than 2006 when the market was great.
So does that mean you are now preparing your clients to, are you asking them to stockpile and be liquid so that when the market does turn? Because obviously the more you recover, when the next downturn comes, it will come. So are your clients preparing for that?
It depends what their goals are and what they're looking to do. So we have to figure that out first, and then we can
advise
them.
What their big why is.
Yeah, you know that. What's your big why? What are you doing? So
talk about it all the time.
Yeah, so everybody will get different advice from us because it's just what your end goal is. And so it's really a good time to be investing in property as well because we have some areas that are on the rise in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an investor client, we can also... Amanda works with
a
lot.
I love investors.
Her. She loves to work with it. I'm not the investor one. She is.
Yes.
And so she can designate areas that are up and coming because we're running out of territory to grow over there. So now we know that west of Grand Rapids, Walker...
West Side.
And they have so much pride over there. It is so much fun to be around the West people. They're like, we're West Side Grand Rapids and we're proud.
Yeah. And this is also why... You're absolutely in better hands with a professional who knows the market this well. And if you're a newer realtor, I mean, Amanda, you're still a baby.
Yes, I am, yeah. I'm 26, almost 27 in March.
But you're out there hoofing it, knowing your neighborhoods, knowing your area. So age is not the indicator of what makes you an amazing realtor. It's that desire to dig in and know your market inside and out.
Correct.
She's kind of like a secret weapon because people don't see her coming.
Yeah.
If we don't make sure she doesn't have a bird, they won't hear her.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so creeped out about this.
That's funny.
All right, ladies. So if anybody's listening to this and they need an amazing, not just one amazing realtor, they want a mother-daughter power team, so Wonder Twin Powers Activate, how can they reach y'all in Western Michigan?
So you can reach Amanda Gordon at 616-560-2928. You can call or text me anytime, or you can email me at amandagordon1450@gmail.com.
And I'm Michelle Gordon. You can call or text me anytime because I am the menopausal agent, and so I'm up all the time.
Girl, flashes are no joke.
I know. My client just texted me the other day at 3 a.m., and she was like, oh, my God. I go, oh, no, I'm hot. I'm up. Let's talk. So I am 616-443-0596 or Michelle Gordon at the Gordon Group GR.com. Don't forget the GR. Michelle Gordon at GordonGroupGR.com.
And because I know y'all are probably riding down the road or you are sweating to the oldies while you're listening to this, you couldn't write anything down, all of their information is in the show notes for this episode. So please look them up and send them any questions you have. Or heck, if you've got anybody you know moving out to that area, I bet they'd be glad to help. And if you are a realtor, inspector, investor, lender, broker, or a consumer who's got your own crazy story to tell about life in and out of real estate, give me a message and I'll be glad to feature you on the podcast. And we will see y'all on the next episode of Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Thanks for being with me today, ladies.
Thank you.
for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.